was the first one that's not paper clips or anything? That says amended budget at the top? Sorry, no. Okay, so this is the amended budget for fiscal year end, June 30th, 2026. So the top portion is just the revenues. So the first column is actual as of today. Second one's the budget that we proposed last year. And then the third column, I guess, is we amended what we're proposing. And then the last column is just the net change amongst it all. So yeah, we'll just kind of go down that. Okay, so the first section, like I said, is just revenues, adjusting the taxes to what should come in through June. Everything looks good there. Actually, it will add in like $65,000. So, like I said, as bad as the year has been, it's actually been pretty good. So, the next section is just license and permits. We have some that did not renew. And one of those being, I wanted to bring it up, Car Dennis Cars. He has to file with the motor vehicle department, and he's having problems getting that license. And so until he gets that, he can't have
that.
Yeah, there was a couple other ones that just didn't renew. So that's just adjusting to actual. The next one is just intergovernmental revenue. The first one's the county fire protection, which is just the money from the county. It's kind of the mutual agreement between all the fire departments. We budgeted $2,000. We actually got $3,640 on that. And that's just based on whatever their budget they approve. The next one's BNC Road Fund. That's just the annual amount we received. We received the $35,251.02. So I'm just adjusting that to actual because all that money is, it comes in through May 31st. The next one's the carryover fund. This is kind of our capital project fund that we just carry the BNC over each year. So last year we carried over $575,000. The next one is $637,000. This is kind of the capital projects fund. So we'll kind of deep dive into that. When you have money left over, if you throw it in capital projects, then you can carry that over. So the next one is just kind of miscellaneous charges for services. We have our rental income. It's usually $4,000 a year. That's with the shuttle building. This year it was $1,500 because there were some things from the previous year that were posted twice in the system. So we had to do some adjustments at year end last year. It says we only made $1,500, but we actually brought in another $4,000. It was just a previous year adjustment, if that makes sense. Cemetery charges, we budgeted $2,000. We had some, you know, pre-purchase the cemetery plots. So we're just going to adjust that to, there should be about $5,700 by the end of June that comes in. The Wellness Center, we budgeted $16,000. As of now, we're about $16,690. So we're going to budget that about $17,000. I know a lot of the renewals start coming in like the end of June and July. So that's usually when we receive most of our annual renewals at the Wellness Center. The next section is just miscellaneous revenue. We just usually budget about $2,000 for just random things that come in. And then the sideways is in there, the $1,200. And the interest income, and we should come in about $37,000 on that. That's that sweep account. We receive a lot of interest on that. It makes me wonder how much Zion Bank makes off of those, if we make that much. Yeah, so, anyways, the next one, like I said, is just So we budgeted 2.8 million in revenues last year. We should bring in like 3.021. That's too big of a number for me to do. So that's our revenues. Any questions on revenues? Okay, the next section is our expenditures. The first section is just our overhead, the general government. That's kind of where we put all of the wages, benefits, and then just kind of the miscellaneous stuff, we break it out. So there wasn't really, you know, anything out of whack there. I think I just kind of probably threw in some random numbers at the beginning. We budgeted $11,300. We're going to raise that to $28,000, that section. The next one's like legal and professional. This is kind of engineering fees. You'll see throughout the budget that if it was for the park, we've allocated it there. These would just kind of be the overhead engineering. The audit, it's now $18,000. So that's just a given with the increase of everything else, legal. The next page is our community support. So we budgeted about $100,000 and it came in. $100,000. We're going to have about $331,000. And a lot of that has to do with the RAP tax allocations. We had more in that than I had budgeted. So that will just carry over as part of like the capital projects, but we have to keep track of that. So we should have about $241,000 as of July 1st. Spent. The next one, insurance, that's just kind of the overhead. Insurance also gets allocated out to the different departments as well. Advertising, Jay told me that you guys discussed about $12,000 for this cycle.
So
you've got like
$12,000.
Yeah, you've got about $2,000 left through June 30th. Because you spent $98,300,
okay.
And you've got $12,000.
So I think you want to spend $12,000 more. Is that possible by the end of the month?
No.
Okay.
But I do have like $40,000 set aside for July 1st.
Yeah. Wait, I'll just tell them.
Okay.
That's fine. Yep.
Okay. I mean, I can probably make some work. We pull something out of the capital project.
Yeah, I don't want to work on any stuff for you. Really, I haven't discussed it yet, so
okay.
I'm okay to just tell them we need to wait until July 1st.
Okay.
So let's just do that.
Okay. So yeah, if they want to spend about $2,000 right now or something,
okay, well,
that's there.
Okay, I'll tell them that. $2,000.
Yeah. The next one's like bank charges. That's just the fees on accounts. Commissions and fees. I think we were charged interest on one of our tax payments, the one that we declined, and then it was kind of a pain to get that paid, so there was about a $38 interest. The next one's just miscellaneous. It's just kind of random things that come through that don't really fit anywhere else. And then payroll expenses, that's just mainly the QuickBook fees for payroll. The next one's the public safety building. Like I said, there's just kind of, things just kind of broke out. The budget is $10,000, we came in about $15,000. So I took off the alcohol related payment because we didn't make that yet for this cycle, but I did put the $97,000 in July's. So I don't know when they're going to send us that bill.
What's it
for? That's the law enforcement.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was $25,000 a year and it jumped to the $97,000. We still haven't been able to build us for it. So I didn't put any in this cycle, so if they want payment, they have to wait till July 1st. But I did budget the full $97,000, I think is what it was. The next one, like I said, just legal professional. That was probably the siting. Some of that came in on this. Insurance improvements, yeah, that was the siting project that we finished up last summer. And then our annual payments, the $50,000 for the public safety. Next one, cemetery. Like I said, that one came in. Expenses are about $10,600. We budgeted $10,000. We just added a little additional there. The next one's highways and streets. And it just has it broke out. And then it'll have based on what we spent on capital improvements, but we have to track the BNC separate. We only spent about $59,000 there in the BNC, so everything will just roll over. Equipment, that is the Dodge truck, that $56,000. And then up in there, the lease is for the Bobcat. And then we had a partial payment of the truck, too. So, like I said, the lease will go away, the equipment will go away on those. I just put the truck there where it's just easier to drive the roads. The next section is Parks and Rec. We had some repairs there. We've had some the legal professional fees. That's mainly for the park. And the shuttle is built into this one as well. So this is park and the shuttle. So the remodel of the shuttle and then some of the park engineering is rolled into there. Improvements, we threw a bunch of improvements. We threw $268,000 in there. That was just in case we jumped on the town park project. But the shuttle, it came in at $65,000. So that's what came out of that. Equipment, the 9426, I believe that was the cameras and something else. I believe it was like the cameras and the camera board, the other thing we bought.
Yeah.
What was?
A couple of pieces of equipment, I think.
Oh, yeah, the.
Carrier or something?
Yes. The attachment to the Bobcat. What was that?
Thatcher.
Yep. So that's all built into that. The next section is the bike path. We budgeted $30,000. We didn't spend a dime on the bike path, so I don't know if we just overlooked that, or so I just made it zero. The next one's fire department. Like I said, they usually budget about $42,000, $43,000. Nothing really out of whack there. The next section, wellness center, just kind of broke down on the different expenses there. And then it's got its annual payment in there, it came in at $31,000, and then interest, so just adjusting those to actual. There's a lot of the equipment, like the new basketball system and different equipment over there. So yeah, the wellness center, it's gonna, the budget of $159,000 is coming about $143,000, so that was good. The next section is just prevention coalition. We just adjust that to the actual that's spent. There, ice rink, we did the $75,000. They did $50,000 and then $25,000 or something for the wrap. This still came in with the $75,000. And then there's our capital projects. We budgeted $1.2 million, and we should finish the year adding about $1.4 million in that. And I'll show you on the next budget how we can like break that out. The next one's just like retirement taxes, so we've just dealt with it. Expenses. So any questions on amending the budget? And like I said, if anything's completely out of whack, then we can hold another meeting and discuss that. But I've never really had anything that throws it off too major. So the next one's going to be this packet that was like paper clipped together. So the first one is the form that we just have to send to the state that has to be in this format. And then the one behind it's just the detail that you'll see in like the books and how that breaks it out. So for 26, 27, am I that boring?
Sorry.
Pen drop. Okay, the first section is just revenues. So the first column B, that is your 6/30/2025 numbers. Your column C, that's your 6/30/2026, which we just kind of went through the amended budget. And then column D is what we're proposing. So you just kind of take an average of the two. Like I said, revenues, and kind of, I dropped those. Like I said, it's easier to budget. you save on the budget than to try and take stuff away. So, we're going to budget $350,000 for general sales tax, $630,000 for resort, transient $390,000, rat tax $55,000, and then that county option one about $30,000. So that one I just kind of roll in with B and C too, because I'm not really sure what that was one that the county passed, and no one's really said what that's supposed to be spent on. So I just put it in B and C because it's a highway tax. The next one is license and permits. Let's leave it at the 1075 that came in this year. And let's move it to the next one. The next section, a lot of this we don't really have. Then cemeteries will budget $400,000 in revenue. The wellness center fees, the $16,000. So, your next section is just intergovernmental revenue. And the Prevention Coalition, $125,000 a year. For this one, we adjust to actual based on, you know, the year-end numbers. Next one's Class C road funds, usually about $30,000 is what we receive. Fire protection, I just budgeted at $2,500, just in case they don't give us the full $3,000 again. Next one's just interest earnings, budgeted $33,000. The next is rents and concessions. That's just the shuttle building. They pay the $500 a month. And then miscellaneous, we just do about $5,000. Like I said, it's just kind of a catch-all. Class C road funds to be appropriated. This is the carryover fund. We should have about $877,000 in B and C road funds. B and C have to be B and C road funds. You can't move those anywhere. The next one is beginning general fund balance to be appropriated. We should be able to carry over about $566,000 to put into the capital projects. So budgeting $3.1 million in revenues for next year. Any questions on revenues? Okay, this next section is your expenditures. So administrative and legislative, that $580,000, that's kind of your overhead. Your general government and your public safety building are kind of built into that. The $50,000, that's the annual payment on the public safety building. And then I just did $50,000 in the other professional services. That's kind of the audit and whatever engineering fees. Some of those we can build into the different expenses. The next one is the police department. Like I said, the contracts were $97,000. Budgeted that full amount. If they ever want the money, they better ask us for it. The fire department will keep it about $40,000. Then the next section is highways and streets. Just kind of broke that out based on just general expenses. The next one's parks and recs. Like I said, this is the shuttle and the park. I did that a little higher just for the park projects. In case we, you know, have additional fees there. I did the $75,000 for the ice rink again. I know that you questioned that last year, but I'll just build it in. If they use it for, they can wrap tax, you know, it'll come up that it will add to it. The next is the cemeteries, did about $10,000 there. And then wellness center, there's the $73,000 and then plus the long-term debt, which is on a different line. There's the Drug Prevention Coalition. I just leave it at $125,000, and then we adjust it to the actual. So the next $58,000, that's our annual payment of the Wellness Center. Capital Project funds, this should be about $1.5 million. And then if you turn the page over, that's kind of a breakout, the $1.5 million. And I just threw it in the town park and B&T roads, but it's not necessarily that you have to spend it. $659 on the town park. But is there another capital project? Just in case you don't get funding, there is $650,000 that can go towards a match. Or I think the project was like $735,000 or something. So I just left it there. Like I said, B and C, kind of feel like B and C, but $650,000 to play with. So any questions on that proposed? And like I said, this is kind of the detail that I see. It broke out in QuickBooks. I did And the advertising, I'm pretty sure I did 40,000 after talking to Jay today. Yeah, so 40,000 is what I did with July 1st. But does it have to be an additional plus the 9 that's... Because I think, because in there we do like when they advertise for like sportscast, I think we, I put it there.
Put that in there.
Just because it's advertising.
We can, because previously we had 12, right?
Uh-huh.
That included the sportscast. Does that include our web? Did they send a bill?
They sent a bill.
Okay. How much is that?
Is it Sorum?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
This isn't very much.
$55.80.
Okay.
So yeah, that was put in there.
So usually that in the sportscast. And I told them that usually we spend about 12. I think they're wanting to do around 40, but then there's another deal where, I mean, where Expedia and these companies, you can only do this with your municipality. And I don't know exactly what it is, but it drives traffic to your town. But we didn't really barely found out about it. Mm-hmm. Only towns can do it. And I think that alone, I have to talk to Jay, but I think it's like 10 to 12 grand.
Okay.
We could say 40 grand, I could say 10 to 12 of that is this, and the other ones are going to drive traffic to our Kansas City website or something like that. So I would believe that we can make it work. Is everybody okay? I mean, thanks. But at least a trial and get feedback.
Yeah. It seemed like, I mean, we'll talk about it, but it seemed like a good use of our advertising budget. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of the breakout. If you can do, because everything's pretty much the same. Nothing moves. I just put a lot of money into the town park just in case that project happens. Yeah. And the community support, there's $284,000 in there. But that's with the wrap tax. So. Okay, any questions on any of that? Any public comments on the any project's going to be millions of dollars.
Long term, if you're going to go repay, it would be.
So, and they like you to use those as matches too if you go to CIB. So I don't know anybody like be like, no, you can't build those funds.
Attraction.
I didn't want to live in a city with old
I don't think it survived the snowplows.
Yeah.
Right.